You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and on the phone, we have Ardell Jarrett, Adsmore Museum Curator. Ardell, thanks for being on Sounds Good this morning.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Ardell, long time no chat, and I think we should begin by introducing our listeners to Adsmore House and Garden. Set the scene for us.
Well, currently we're offering Selena's wedding to Dr. John Osborne, which took place in 1907. And we're an historic house museum. We offer guided tours Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4. I'd like to invite everyone to come and see and hear about Selena's wedding. Now, she's 24 and he a dashing 53, so it's a very interesting story.
Who were they?
Selena Smith was the youngest daughter of the prominent Smith Garrett family here in Princeton. It was her great niece, Catherine Garrett, who left the home and all of its furnishings and much of the family's personal belongings to us as a museum. The Garretts were, Mr. Garrett was a National Bank examiner and also worked with Paul Mellon as a controller in, I'm going to get this messed up here in a minute. Director of Insolvent Banks. Mr. Smith owned several hotels and various other businesses here in Princeton. And Dr. John Osborne, who Selena is marrying, is our most colorful character. He was a UP physician from Rawlins, Wyoming, went on to become involved in politics, was the third governor of Wyoming, and also a senator from Wyoming. So,
how did he and Selena meet?
Well, that's really the love story that we tell during Selena's engagement. He saw her, apparently, during their grand tour. Selena, her sister Kate, and Kate's husband, Mr. Williams, were on a grand tour in 1907. And so was Dr. John Osborne. But he was with a group of Masonic people who were touring. He apparently saw Selena, became enamored, left his tour, and joined hers.
That's pretty romantic.
It is romantic. But what tickles me is I love the pictures that we show during the engagement of these tourists in front of the pyramids and the Sphinx, high atop camels in their big hats, coats, and, you know, fancy Victorian dress. Oh, I can't imagine.
So
For some reason, that didn't seem romantic. But there they are.
So the family's personal belongings are part of the setting of Adsmore.
Yes. We do 7 different settings during the year, and during that time, we change out many of the smaller personal belongings that we have from the various family members. We have something like 9 sets of dishes and, of course, various pieces of silver, clothing from different times. And these are all things that we switch for our various settings so that the public sees something different each time they come.
Describe the high noon breakfast reception that will be reenacted and for which tickets are available for $15 on June 8th.
Correct. We decided it would be fun to kind of have a luncheon on our veranda. Seating is quite limited because we can only take 24, small space. And we thought it would be fun to kind of reenact the high noon breakfast. And they had some different things for that high noon breakfast. But, of course, beaten biscuits and country ham, a Western Kentucky tradition, chicken croquettes, peas, I'm not, and of course, wedding cake. Oh, I almost forgot the wedding cake. And their wedding cakes would have been a little bit different than ours because they would have been a fruit cake.
Why?
I'm not sure why they had fruit cakes. I just know that that was what they used. It was a white fruit cake.
Wow. So the luncheon on the veranda will be attended by the docents in full costume?
Well, we'll have several of the docents here assisting. We'll also have our parlor maid who will be helping us serve. We will be serving the luncheon, and we hope that, you know, we have some guests who are really interested in Victorian wedding customs. I'm going to give a brief program on the different customs that were associated with Victorian weddings, a little different than ours nowadays, although, of course, many of the traditions have carried forward.
Well, it's a perfect time for a wedding-themed event, and I'm glad that you could spend some time to share it with us. Atsmore's Carriage Shop is where tickets are available. Describe where you're located and what the carriage shop has.
Well, we are located at 304 North Jefferson Street, one block north of the courthouse here in Princeton. And the carriage shop used to be Catherine Garrett's garage, where she had her Rolls Royce and Jaguar. And it is now our reception area and gift shop, where we have unusual Victorian era related items for sale and have a variety of things that kind of echo what is in the collection in the house. Crystal, linens, things like that.
Is it possible to phone in a luncheon reservation?
Yes, we are accepting phone reservations. Just have their credit card ready, and we can take that information down and make a reservation for anyone who is interested.
And our listeners may use the number through which we're speaking now?
I'm sorry.
Is the number to call for tickets 270-365-3114?
Yes, that is the correct number.
Well, Ardell, thank you very much. It's a great spirit of reenactment you share with everyone at Atsmore, and I wish you great success.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the invitation to speak to your listeners. Good to hear from you.
Same back. Ardell Jarrett is curator of Atsmore House and Gardens. Again, that's at 304 North Jefferson Street in Princeton. And here's the number again. It's 270-365-3114.